As we step into 2024, I want you to pause and take a moment to think about 2023 and your health goals. How did you do? Did you struggle? Were there wins? Did you have any non-scale victories? Or were you unable to achieve your health goals at all? Well, on today's show, I'm going to share 12 ways that you can make 2024 your healthiest year yet. So friend, if you're ready to experience more in 2024 by reaching your health goals, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Did you know that I have a monthly online health coaching accountability program for women just like you? Women who want to increase energy, lose weight, and balance hormones using alternative medicine. Women are experiencing positive and dramatic results and are looking, living, and feeling better. Visit my website at rikesiamcmillan.com for a free consultation. You'll also find the link in today's show notes. As we're headed into 2024, you might be wondering how you can stay focused on maintaining or achieving your health goals. Well, the Bible reminds us that without a vision, the people perish. So the first thing that you have to ask yourself is, what is your vision for your health? And when I mention health, it encompasses your spiritual health, your mental health, as well as your physical health. If you don't have a vision, the good news is that I'm going to help you map out what your health vision should look like for 2024. And so I want to encourage you to take notes on 12 things that I'll be sharing with you today. And you can think of it as your personal road map to health. And the purpose of a map is to help you to get from one point to the next. So wherever you're at in your health, whether you're just starting on your health journey or you're in the maintenance stage, this visual map is going to help you to stay on the right path to greater health. And so I'll get into the 12 ways that are going to help you to make 2024 your healthiest year yet. These are some things that I personally use as well as share with the clients that I work with. So the first thing that you want to do is that you want to ensure that you're having a time of prayer and reflection. Beginning your day each day with prayer, reflection, seeking spiritual guidance for your health journey, asking for strength, wisdom, and resilience. And many times, individuals don't often think about spending time in prayer regarding their health. But who better to consult regarding our health than God? Because he's the one who created us. And so connecting with God is going to help to provide a solid foundation for the challenges that you may have ahead. And when I was going through my health challenges, it was through prayer that I received wisdom that I needed to recover my health. And that's actually how I wrote my very first book, Rock Your World Naturally, Seven Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health. And had I not spent time in prayer and meditation, I wouldn't have been able to receive the answers that I needed to recover my health. And out of that experience, I became a health coach, and now I'm able to help other women to improve their health. The second thing is looking at the nutrition that you're eating from a biblical perspective. So you want to consider adopting a balanced and a wholesome diet that's really inspired by biblical principles. And so God's plan for eating has always been a whole food diet, according to Genesis 9 and 3. This is the way that we are supposed to be eating. That includes whole foods, grains, fruits, vegetables, healthy meats, proteins. And we always want to give thanks and gratitude for the blessings that God gives us through this nourishment for our body. The third thing is taking care of your temple. And so acknowledging that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19. That means that you're setting aside time to practice self-care through adequate rest, regular exercise, mindful choices that honor your body as a sacred vessel. And so for me, one of the things that I do is that I take out one day out of the week. It's usually like a Saturday morning where I have a very extended day where I'm practicing self-care, just doing all the things that I need to ensure that I am staying on that path of rest, relaxation, whether that's doing a facial, whether that's doing sauna treatments, all of those things that are going to nourish and take care of my temple. The fourth thing is fellowship in fitness. You want to be able to engage in physical activities that are going to foster community and spiritual connection. So whether it's joining a church fitness group or taking prayerful walks with friends or even joining my monthly Get Fit 21 group, you're spending time fellowshipping, you're integrating fitness with that, which is going to make your exercise time more enjoyable as well as meaningful. The fifth thing is that you want to practice mindful eating, taking our time, practicing gratitude during our meals, offering thanks for the blessing of food, savoring every bite with intention, and recognizing the healing and the nourishing power of food that it is giving to our body and to our soul. The sixth thing is you want to make sure that you're incorporating scripture meditation, because scripture meditation is going to help to renew your mind. It's going to provide the strength that you need, even in those times where there may be doubt or unbelief. The scriptures can bring courage to you, and reflecting on God's word is going to help to bring peace as well as a positive mindset as we are moving through the year. The seventh thing to include in your plan is Sabbath rest. This is so key because we are living in a time where there are 24/7 operations. And when we're honoring that Sabbath rest, and that word Sabbath means that you are taking time to pull away from all of the noise, that you are using that time to connect with God, you're engaging in activities that bring you joy, and you are recharging your inner battery for the week ahead, because there are so many demands, so many things that pull on your life that can deplete your inner battery. And so taking that time to rest, recharge, and refresh is going to rejuvenate you to be ready to start the week all over again. The eighth thing is practicing stress management through faith. So we want to be able to lean into our faith to manage stress. That means that we're surrendering worries to God in prayer. We're trusting his plan, sometimes even when it doesn't even make sense. And we're finding peace within the scriptures that can really provide a source of comfort during challenging times. The ninth thing is practicing acts of kindness. We want to be kind to those that we encounter on a daily basis because we're living in a world, we're living in a time where there's so much, whether it's violence, whether it's people not really expressing and showing love or being kind. And so when we're aligning with our Christian values and really being purposeful and intentional about displaying kindness to those that we encounter, it's going to really bring a sense of purpose and fulfillment to your life. So whether that's volunteering in your community or just doing something kind for a person that you meet throughout the day. The 10th thing is having grace-filled goal setting. And so you want to be able to set your health goals with grace and compassion because we have to always recognize that wellness is a journey. There will be setbacks, but there's also opportunities for you to grow. So we want to approach the goals that we have with a spirit of perseverance, not giving up, that's going to be supported by our faith. The 11th thing is engaging in some form of women's Bible study or women's support group. So you can join or you can initiate a women's Bible study or a group that really focuses on spiritual and emotional well-being. And within those settings, you're sharing experiences, you're sharing challenges, as well as your victories within a supportive community that can be uplifting and motivating. I know that right now I'm in a study with my mother. She's actually leading it. And we're having a time of study. We're going through the book, Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Lisa Turkarest. And it has been beyond good. It's a very, again, supportive and strengthening environment. And so think about including that within your wellness plan this year for 2024. And the 12th and the final thing is joyful gratitude journaling. And journaling is something that I do every single day. And there's not a day that goes by that I'm not writing something in my journal, whether it's after my prayer time, after I'm reading my scriptures, I'm writing down reflections that come to mind. But keeping a gratitude journal is really going to help you to chronicle the blessings in your life as you're transitioning through the year so that you can have that time to regularly reflect on moments of joy, thanksgiving, as well as reinforcing a positive and a grateful mindset. And so these are 12 things that I wanted to share with you to help you to map out a wonderful year ahead so that you can be aligned in your spiritual health, your mental health, as well as your physical health. And when you are practicing each and every one of these on a consistent basis, it's going to bring that alignment that you need. And so with these 12 things that I've shared today, which of these approaches will you be using to make 2024 your healthiest year yet? I would love to hear about it. You can let me know by answering my interactive survey or by leaving a voice message on Spotify. And if there's a health topic that you'd like to hear on the show, you can send me an email or you can click on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. You can share the show, leave a review, or subscribe to ensure that you receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. By integrating faith into every aspect of your wellness journey, You can make 2024 a year of spiritual, emotional, and physical growth. I pray that these 12 approaches encourage you to embrace health as a holistic and God-inspired endeavor. I'll leave you with 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.